Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's. Boy, let me tell y'all something, man. Thank you for tuning in to episode 26, yes, of the new season of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call into the show is 858-777-8433. And if you want to call into the show and you want your voice to be heard, make sure you press 1 on that mobile device, because if you don't, I can't hear you. Man, it make no sense to call and not press 1. Then I can't hear you. You know what I mean? So make sure you press 1 on your mobile device if you want to be heard. And here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call it here, Damn. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my mama. I love my mama. I love my mama very much. I know my mama listening, you know what I mean? Hey, Locker Room Talk Radio fans, hey, just to let y'all know, my mother, G, you know what she did the other day, last week? She got a tattoo on her ankle. Boy, she is a G, you know what I'm saying? She decided to say, she said, you know what? I had to put this on my bucket list. I'm going to get a tattoo, and I'm going to put two hearts in it, one for me and one for my brother. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a hot tattoo. And boy, you should have heard the story that she told me. She said, Lord, when they put that needle to my precious skin, she said, oh, Lord. She hit the Bernie Mac. Oh, Lord. Lord, G, Lord. I had to tell the story. My shout out to my mother. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go ahead and get straight into the show. There's a lot of things going on. I'm solo at the moment, you know, I'm sending it to my people calling into the show, but that's what I do, man. You know what I mean? I hold it down. This Colin Kaepernick situation, man, this thing is really, really gotten out of hand, because a lot of people got a lot of things to say. It's a lot of different views coming from a lot of different angles, and, you know, Jay-Z is really catching hell right now. He's catching a lot of flack with this NFL deal, with partnering up with the National Football League, and some are in favor of him, some not so much. But Colin Kaepernick himself decided to say something via Twitter. He finally spoke out. It's been a while since Kaepernick spoke out. And for those that don't know, who has been living under a rock, basically I'm going to paraphrase it from the beginning. Jay-Z and the NFL, Roc Nation and the NFL, they have bridged the gap. They have collaborated together to make a deal to where Jay-Z and Roc Nation will be in charge of entertainment, as well as certain social programs for going towards social injustice. That's the bottom line. A lot of people looked at this as a slap in the face, predominantly in the black community. Some people looked at it as a way, as a win for Jay, and a win for the players, because they feel that if Jay-Z got involved with the National Football League, maybe some things can change around here. That's remained to be seen. But we will find that out soon enough. But Colin Kaepernick decided to say something on social media. Okay. Basically, he responded saying that, I think it was kind of a shade. I can't say it was a shade, but he just wanted the world to know how he really felt. And this is what he said on Twitter, and I quote. He says, well, before I say his quote, let me paint the picture for you. Because Jay-Z quoted that we are past kneeling, and what do we move on from here? What do we do from here? Ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and let one of my brothers come on the air. This is my man, Executive Chef out of NYC. NYC's finest. My man, Q Drakeford, is on the mic. What up, Q?
Hey, is this Gary LaFleur? Is this Gary LaFleur?
No, this is Coach Gary Jr., a.k.a. All Day, not Gary LaFleur.
Okay, yeah, All Day LaFleur. Got it. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, I see you.
Yeah, that's my man. What's going on with you, Chef? How you doing today?
Hey, you know, I can't call it.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man.
Up there making that honey butter cornbread that I like, man, and those sauteed string beans that I like, and that those FBI wings that I like, and everything else that we like.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. It was good. It was good as
that's well. Right. Who else on the line?
Like, you know what, man? It's just me and you, man. We kicking it today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, okay. Me and Gary LaFleur.
Hey, man, it's no good, man. Like I said, the show definitely goes on, baby. You know how we do it here. But basically what I was saying to the people that were listening was about this Colin Kaepernick situation. And Colin Kaepernick decided to break his silence. And he sent a message via Twitter, and I was explaining to the people that before I read his quote, that Jay-Z, and I'm paraphrasing here, was saying last week that, okay, we pretty much got past kneeling. Now it's time for some solutions. Well, Colin Kaepernick didn't quite see it that way. This is what he said via Twitter, and I quote, my brothers at ERE35, at K Stills, at I Think I See 12, continue to fight for the people. Even in the face of death threats, they have never moved past the people and continue to put their beliefs into action. Stay strong, brothers. Now, with that being said, some people were against Jay-Z. One in particular, Mr. Comedian Faison Love, decided to go on social media and on Instagram. And this is what he says to Jay-Z. Now, I'm going to read this. Now, I read this like probably 4, 5, 6 times. And I really was trying to get the gist of it. But at the same time, it was kind of like, I don't know if this brother was, I don't know if he's using grammar check, whatever the hell he was using. But I'm going to read it anyway, okay? And he says, what the F did Jay-Z, when the F, I'm sorry, did Jay-Z become spokesman for all N-words? You already know what that means when I say the N-word. All N-words? Is this serious? We over it when you get a new job. Are you going to split that check? Solange. Where the F is Solange? Activate Solange. How is it over when you say it's over? That was a jigger move. A jigger move, house jigger. Executive, man, what the hell is going on, Faison Love? I read it. Like I said, I don't know what the hell he was alluding to. I guess what I'm getting out of it is that he's saying, when did Jay-Z become the spokesperson for black people? That's the only thing that I can get out of it. And I guess he's saying that this was a jigger move, you know, trying to be like the N-word. It wasn't a jigger move. It wasn't the man that we know and love as Jigger, Hove, Jay-Z. This is a jigger move, like a sellout. To that, you say what, executive?
Not a damn thing.
You're not going to even give, him no sign, huh? You said the hell with him, huh?
Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Let me tell you what Bernie Mac would have told y'all.
Okay. Go ahead, bro. The great, late, great Bernie Mac.
You see what I'm saying? Hold on, America. Let me break it down for you. Let me tell you where it's coming from.
Okay.
You see, what's happening right now is they're trying to put us against each other.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Let me say something to you. First of all, that man is about his money. I'm about mine, and ain't nobody worried about yours.
Mm.
So maybe you need to sit out somewhere and stop worrying about somebody else's plan and get your shit together. Secondly, last time I checked, Faison Love ain't got nothing to do with nothing athletic. So what the hell we listening to him for? That man's a comedian like me. He's not as funny as me because I'm a comedy king. King's a comedy. You've seen it. Do you see Faison Love on stage with me? Stunkle Steve, Say, and Pierre? No, you didn't.
No, sir. No, we do not.
Exactly. So the man might be telling a joke. You didn't get it because it wasn't funny. It wasn't meant to be laughed at. But he said what he said. Move on. Ain't got no problem with Jay-Z. I'm telling you right now, I ain't got no problem with Sean. Sean ain't got a problem with me. But let the man do his business. Let's sit back and see what happens first.
I hear you, Mr. Mack.
And last but not least, you seen Johnny? That mother owed me $35 million. I seen his mother at the grocery store. And she said he owed her some money too.
I started to cuss his mother out. And I wasn't a good job.
You hear me, North Carolina?
Well, I hear you, Mr. Mack, but also a couple other people was displeased with Jay-Z's signing with the National Football League, such as his own protege, Rihanna. Rihanna said that she wasn't too hot about Jay-Z collaborating with the National Football League, and another person by the name of Kenny Stills, which is a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, he has some things that he wanted to get off his chest as well, talking about Jay-Z and his take as far as kneeling. And this is what he says, courtesy of ESPN, and I quote, "Some of the ways he answered his questions, talking about we're moving past kneeling, like he ever protested. He's not an NFL player. He's never been on a knee. Choosing to speak for the people like he has spoken to the people. I wonder how many common people that he knows or has spoken to. I wonder if he's reading my Facebook comments or my Instagram comments or some of the things people say to me. To say we're moving past something, it didn't seem very informed." What you say about that, executive? Kenny Stills, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins.
Not a damn thing.
You ain't got it.
Look, let me explain something to you.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I got a call coming in. Who is it?
Okay.
Charles. Sir Charles on the line. What's going on, Mr. Barclay? Let him know who you are. Look. Now, I tried to call in. Let me tell you something. You see, first of all, Jay-Z needs to look. Listen to me now. Let me finish. Jay-Z is a businessman.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Okay. He's a businessman that deals with athletes on an everyday basis. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he also owns Rock Nation Sports. So you can't say that the man doesn't listen. Let me tell you. About 10 years ago, I was in New York, and I was around Brooklyn. We were playing the Knicks. And my old team, not me necessarily, because I'm overweight. I can't play, you know, me and Shaq, we too fat for that. But that's not the point. The point is that I had dinner with Jay, and he was telling me about all the different problems that the athletes were having. And what we came to realize is I know this man knows more than we give him credit for. So maybe we should sit back and understand that there's levels to this. And let the man do what the man's going to do until he does something that we can see is bad.
You know what? I got to say this before I get to the other two people that had something to say about Jay-Z collaborating with the National Football League. The only thing about Kenny Stills, I kind of get where he's coming from, where he's trying to go. But the problem with his statement is that you don't know that for sure. You don't know who Jay-Z talked to, who he didn't speak to. Well, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I would assume that he doesn't. And the reason why I say that is because, not to say that Kenny Stills is not important, though, but at the same time, I don't see Kenny Stills sitting down with Jay-Z and having a dialogue with him saying that, well, you know, did you talk to regular people? Did you talk to certain athletes about winning, about how they play, or whatever the case may be? I don't see him doing that. So, you know, I can understand that if somebody is not part of the culture, which is the National Football League, and you don't know what they go through, I can understand you could be some type of way about that. But before you start throwing jabs at people, find out if he did do those things. Did he talk to certain players? Did he talk to people that mattered?
Okay, but look, you see, the problem is, see, this is getting stupid. Okay? The problem is this. Okay? The problem is that smart people are so smart, they don't know the difference between educated and intellectual. Okay, so that's the beginning of the first problem, because Colin Kaepernick was not taking a knee for Kenny Stills, the football player.
Come on, son.
Colin Kaepernick did not raise a fist for Kenny Stills, the football player. Colin Kaepernick did not take a knee for the National Football League athletes. Colin Kaepernick did a peaceful protest because of national social injustice. So you do not have to be an athlete, represent or be a part of the National Football League in order to identify with, be knowledgeable of, or reference it as we in order to be part of it. As far as I'm concerned, out of everybody that you mentioned that spoke Jay-Z's name, are all younger than Jay-Z. So as of right now, he's the OG.
Right.
On anybody that's going against his grain. So he can speak on it longer, not necessarily more so, but longer than any of the people going against him. Because he's endured it more. He's endured it longer. He's endured it across more generations than these individuals going against him. Now, I don't know how old Faison Big Ass is. You know, so his ass might be up there.
Yeah, he's,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay. But I think he's still
Yeah. He might be up there, but that's not the point. The point is that Jay didn't call out any of you guys in public. So maybe you all should have, maybe you all shouldn't unpick your teeth and call somebody else out in public. Shoot him a direct message. Have your people call his people, since you want to, since you want to claim y'all on, you know, some same level. Have your people call his people.
But that's what I said last show. Exactly. I said, before you start going out here and just start slamming people, why don't you try to get a contact with him, man, and have a conversation with him. You know what I mean? See where his head is. See what he's trying to do. See his agenda. Now, of course, Jay's not going to tell you probably everything, but at least have a conversation with this guy to see where he's coming from before you make any type of assessment and start going out there just talking sideways. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, the other part is, when referencing we are moving past kneeling towards a solution, first of all, moving past does not indicate stopping. If that's your ill-advised perception, again, that's why there's levels to this shit. Keep your educated ass over there, because the intelligent people are talking.
I got you.
So that's that part. Just keep your educated ass in the locker room while the intelligent people try to actually solve some shit.
Got you.
Okay, it's the same people that's out there living all biblically as a public parishioner, mentor program, going to church every damn week, Bible study, all that other good shit, but the second day in private, all they doing is living a life of sin.
Mm.
Miss me with the bullshit, your double standards, and your hypocrisy. There's levels to it. And you need to stay in your lane.
Got you.
That would be my phone agreeing with me. Anyway, so the moral of the story, I just got a few text messages of people saying, preach. That's what I'm talking about, Chef. Let them know, executive. So, last but not least, if somebody is going to do it, let it be a black man from the streets, with the financial power and the connections and network to make moves like a Queen Anne salute in chess that you're not ready for, but you know exists. And then once it happens, you shit in your pants. Kick move, checkmate.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. So, what everybody doesn't understand, and that's why I'm not going to speak on this anymore, and I don't understand any correspondent, analyst, commentator, spectator, host, DJ. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't understand why anybody would be spending more time than this, than a few minutes, because all it's doing is redirecting the narrative, and now all of y'all dumbasses are mad at Jay-Z instead of the actual problem, idiots. I'm done. Educated.
I got you, man. I got you.
Idiot.
Well, let me say this before I move on to my next subject. There was a couple of people who actually supported Jay. Rappers Vic Mensa and Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs. Ooh, he has some harsh words. He has some harsh words, man. I got to read this quote real quick. And Irv Gotti also was supported Jay, pretty much saying, and I quote, "Give him a chance." That's pretty much what he said. But at the end of the day, Freddie Gibbs, I have to read this quote that he put on Instagram. He says, "I'm riding with Jay-Z straight up, man." He said, "F Colin Kaepernick and all you N-words marched for Kaepernick as he took a settlement, and they didn't tell y'all what he got or nothing. He settled, so let's go. Y'all hating on Jay-Z for trying to own something in the NFL. Man, y'all in words is some mother effing crabs." You know.
Like I said, hypocrite.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's
everybody loves you unconditionally under one condition.
Under one condition. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm pretty sure. In other news, right? Like I said, this story ain't going to go nowhere, but it's going to be on pause right now, though. But in the words of my man, what do you say? In other news.
That's right.
Let me just go ahead and put this in there and out. I'm going to get in and out like a robbery. Sources said that Dwight Howard, the Memphis Grizzlies are granting him permission to speak with the LA Lakers. He possibly could be a Laker again since DeMarcus Cousins is out for the season with a knee injury. So, so maybe he might actually have a good time now in Los Angeles since Kobe Bryant is out there. That was the big problem why he left LA in the first place. But just had to put some Dwight Howard news out there, but we ain't going to touch on that too long. Moving right along, Antonio Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the number is 858-777-8433. And Antonio Brown, still making headlines. Upset about his helmet. He was mad about not able to keep his 10-year-old helmet, and he didn't want to change to a new helmet and all that good stuff. And Antonio Brown was quite upset. But some crazy things have happened with Antonio Brown. This is something that I particularly did not agree with. And the reason why I did not agree with this is because at the end of the day, as a black man and as black people, we have enough against us anyway. But you can, you know, be displeased about your position. But he decided to go on Twitter. And this is what he said on Twitter. NFL ends for life. You know what word I'm using, the N-word. NFL ends for life. Super prejudice, unbelievable. Now, I think this is wrong on so many levels because at the end of the day, stop. Don't call us N-words in front of other people. I'm not with that. Now, this to me is something that you would say in private. This is something to me that you would say in a barbershop. This is something that, you know, you would say, you know, in your home with your boys or whatever the case may be. But and by no means, anybody who's listening to the show right now who is of a Caucasian or any other color or race, this is something that you don't say in front of y'all. Sorry. That's not what you do. But he is still upset and salty about this helmet situation. And, you know, he had frostbite on his feet and all that good stuff. So earlier today, Mike Mayock, general manager of the Raiders, pretty much said, yo, and I'm quoting him. He says, time for him to be all in or be all out. Because now to me, I don't think that's Mike Mayock talking. I think that's John Gruden talking, and Mike Mayock is speaking for John Gruden, personally myself. But let me ask you this, executive. Should the Raiders be concerned about AB's behavior?
Seriously? Let me explain something to you. Okay. Oh, boy. If you walk like a duck.
Oh, God.
If you talk like a duck. Affleck. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like,
that's my man.
I understand you people. Okay. Well, they say once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a woman beater, always a woman beater. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Mm.
There's only one stupid person in this entire scenario.
Mm.
And that's whoever signed Antonio Brown to their franchise.
Mm.
Now, is it an overzealous head coach that should have remained retired? It is a rookie, novice general manager that has never managed before?
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. That would be the franchise that he winds up at. So don't talk about all in or all out. He's all AB. That's all he's ever been. That's all he'll ever be. So don't say now you want him all in or all out. You stupid. You're just mad because now he's making you look dumb and Pittsburgh laughing at you. You buffoons. You idiots.
You know what's crazy to me?
The equivalent of that stupid shit would be right. Bill Belichick saying, hey, Josh Gordon, here's a $100 million contract. It would be like the Washington Redskins saying, hey, Jamarcus Russell, come be our quarterback coach.
Well, let me say this, executive. This is what kind of makes me wonder about the situation is that, like you said, and you
man, the only one that you need to worry about is Stevie.
Okay, but guess what? You couldn't have said it no better. AB has always been about AB. He did the same thing
Thank
in Pittsburgh,
you.
And he's going to do the same thing in Oakland. Now, the thing that kind
and
of...
He's going to do the same thing in Vegas when they relocate, and then he's going to do the same thing in Miami when when the Las Vegas Raiders get rid of his ass and wave his dumb ass, and Miami Dolphins pick him up.
That's a damn dolphin. But you know, but check this out. Let me say this. You're stupid, man. But check this out. This is the crazy part, right? Okay. AB was in Pittsburgh and he was making $6 million his last season. The last season he was with the Steelers. Now he's guaranteed $30 million this season. Okay, you paid him his money. He got everything.
Ain't no guarantee. Ain't nothing guaranteed until it's actually yours. That's just written because if he don't play and if he don't stay, he got to pay it back.
I got you. But at the end of the day, the Raiders bent over backwards for this guy. They gave him everything that he wanted. Everything he asked for, he got. He got the deal that he wanted, the time that he wanted, the whole nine. But the thing about it that's crazy to me is that
he didn't get the helmet that he wanted.
He didn't get that. But the thing that's crazy to me is this. Why is John Gruden so damn quiet? I've never... in my life. Now, we all know Gruden has
because he has 89 people to focus on?
Well, okay. Well, hold on. Let me finish saying this, though.
If this was regular season antics, then you would hear John Gruden. But John Gruden got 89 people to evaluate.
I got you. But this is why I'm about to say what I'm about to say. The thing about it is this. John Gruden has did less. You know what I'm saying? Has put up with less when he was in Tampa, when he and the wide receiver that played for Tampa Bay, I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, but Keyshawn Johnson. I mean, he dug at him for less. And the John Gruden that I know wouldn't even let this go as far as it's already gone. Now, I get you with the preseason. This is not week one and things of that nature. I get all of that. All I'm saying
is who was
is
the
that,
general manager when John Gruden was dealing with Keyshawn Johnson?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure.
See what I'm saying? That's the difference between educated and intelligent. Now, let me break down the answer to your phone. The answer and the response is it was different. See, what we as a people in America, I don't care what your culture, gender, age is. What Americans like to do is compare shit. We're always comparing shit. You compare things. Mm-hmm. You compare cars. You compare people. You compare relationships. You compare situations. And what most people fail to do is compare 100% of it. People like to pinpoint a specific portion or a specific part of a scenario, and then compare that to a specific person, a specific part. That's the reason why people are still arguing, who's the GOAT, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, or Michael Jordan? It's different.
Okay, I got you.
You can't compare it. Right. It's different. Because Mike went against this people and played with this people. LeBron went with these people and didn't play with these people. And Kobe was kind of better than both of y'all, but was in the middle of both of y'all, so who knows? So everybody got different opinions.
You know what?
Let me get in here.
Let me get in here real quick because now the only thing that I can
Let me finish and then you can get in. What I'm saying is this.
Okay.
Maybe John Gruden said, "Hey, Mike, you need to learn.
Okay.
I told you bringing him in might be a problem, and we agreed that once that problem came, you was going to fix it. You was going to have to do the PR, you was going to have to make the statements, and you was going to have to do the press conferences. Because you're not going to bring him in here to taint my shit. So you
okay.
got 1 year. You got 1 year, and I'm gonna let certain shit fly and let it be your learning curve in Oakland. But when we get to Vegas, that shit ain't going down.
Well,
so
okay,
maybe this is John putting Mike on notice.
Okay, let me get in. Let me get in real quick. So
mm-hmm.
my thing is, at the end of the day, the only thing that I could come up with is that John Gruden is in with Antonio Brown $30 million. So they know if they get rid of his ass, that they're going to be $30 million of dead money. So they're going to go ahead and just let it ride, whatever the hell is going, you know, whatever transpires. But at the end of the day, like you said, when he goes to Vegas and that cachet, you know what I'm saying, bringing that cachet to Vegas and all that good stuff, new start, new beginning, the whole nine, something's got to give. And my thing is that even if they did let him go, somebody else, just like you said earlier, will be stupid enough to pick up AB because he's that good of a talent. He's that good of a talent.
You know what the other thing is? Like I said, people are so – that's why I don't deal with a lot of people because, you know, people are short-sighted.
Hmm.
I mean, so short. It's the reason why most people are struggling because they only see – you know, next month's bills, they're only basing off of next week's paycheck. You know, it's so short-sighted that they can't fathom long-term investments. They can't fathom, you know, an actual return on an investment. They can't comprehend the financial fortitude it takes to progress, you know, independently, successfully, or as an entrepreneur. And it happens like that in every circumstance, in every situation, not just, you know, an individual's, you know, personal success. They're short-sighted on a lot of shit.
Right.
Maybe John Gruden is playing the long game too, and he goes, you know what? Where are the Oakland Raiders playing next year, Gary?
In Vegas.
And where's the NFL draft next year, Gary?
This is in Vegas.
And if Antonio Brown doesn't play, what's the likelihood of us having a top pick next year, Gary?
I get where you're
going.
You
know what I'm saying? So maybe the long game is I don't give a damn what the result of this season is because it'll be my time to shine in the bright lights of the Sin City once we relocate and have the number one overall pick on the board. And that happens a lot easier if Antonio Brown is focused on antics and not football.
Not football.
Like I said, you don't know what people are doing and how people
right.
are scheming. And as long
right.
as you're not dealing with immature amateurs, people in the circle, you know, because, you know, there's always one. I tell people all the time, yeah, you know this, Gary, everybody know this shit.
There's a
Harvey Dent in every circle.
Come on, man. Absolutely.
So there's always going to be that one person in your group. There's
right.
always going to be that one person in your group that smiles in your face and then goes behind everybody else in the group and starts talking shit.
Right.
So maybe John Gruden is sitting there like, I ain't saying nothing to no damn body. because you, the other thing that we so quickly forget is this. Because I guarantee you, when I say this, you know what you're going to say? You know what? You're right. And I guarantee you know what the listener's going to say? Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Okay. Give it on.
It's August. Just 4 months ago, they fired everybody. Sent everybody home.
Right.
So there's a lot of trust issues in Oakland that ain't got shit to do with Antonio Brown.
Got you.
And we're overlooking that. And everybody's yeah. like, hey, I think John is saying this, or John is usually more vocal. John usually has a franchise that's organized and ready to – ooh, I'm about to get French real quick. I'm about to get fresh fish and chips. I'm about to hit that pepper in the pew. I'm trying to tell you what. John is used to working with a franchise that got their shit together, and the only issue is player management. John is now in a situation where he's in franchise management. Remember, he selected Mike Mayock as the general manager. He is the head coach that's also in control of personnel. He is the $100 million man. He's making more money than Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
We forget these little things because we're always focused on the next problem with our short-sighted views. Our limited edition opinions that change based on the media cycle. All of a sudden, nobody's talking about Trump. Nobody's talking about Kaepernick.
Come on, man.
Everybody's talking about Jay-Z. Guess what? NFL is sitting back winning.
Winning.
You know, did y'all ever think it's about to be a re-election year? Maybe the president called up, president picked up the phone and said, hey, you know what? I think you should get into contact with a couple of black people. I think you should get in touch with a couple of black people, make one of them famous, and then just all of a sudden, I guarantee you they will redirect the narrative to them because you know what those people do. They attack their own people all the time. So just make the narrative about them, and then all of a sudden TV ratings will go up for football because it won't be about us again. And my reelection campaign, you know what? I'll even double down and support Kaepernick.
You know what's so funny? I just talked to my mother about that a couple of days ago. We just discussed that. We were just discussing that when she asked me about this Kaepernick situation. This is so funny that you said that because we just a couple of days ago. Sure did. Yeah, shout out to my mother. She tries to stay current on sports news. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But,
now the narrative is Jay-Z and not and not what it was. Mind you, Jay-Z is trying to continue the narrative and take it to the next level, but we the people. Enough said.
Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Gordon.
People wonder why they struggle till they're 87 years old.
Josh Gordon.
You ain't never changed nothing in 87 years.
He's been reinstated. Josh Gordon has been reinstated by the NFL on a conditional basis. I just want to say, I'm not going to stay too long on this subject. I just want to say to Josh Gordon.
We appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? If he's listening, I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you, brother. I really am. And believe me, when I tell you, you've gotten more chances than I thought that you would have gotten. I don't think you've got more chances than you deserve. I think that, you know, I was like, wow. But at the end of the day, man, just please get your stuff together, man. That's all I got to say on that one.
I'm sorry for laughing, but when you said Josh Gordon, if you're listening, I said, that boy, hi. He ain't listening to us. That boy high as a kite right now. That boy been inhaling since you aired at 7 o'clock.
Well, I hope not. I hope not, executive. Josh Gordon, if you listen, Lord knows, man, you've had enough. Man, just get your career back on track, man. But like I said, you're a hell of a talent, man, and I want to see you succeed, man. So shout out to Josh Gordon, man. I hope
he's called it. He nicknamed that boy Snoop Gordon. Man, from now on, your name is Snoop Gordon. Only person in the world higher than Snoop on a Friday. Jeez.
Man, which moves on to our next segment, which is called Things That Make You Go
Snoop got a yacht called Wanna, first name Mary.
Mary.
Yo, Shit.
Yo.
Josh Gordon looked like that band Cedar Hancock.
Man, you know what?
Where he was drunk on the bench.
Yo.
With them dirty ass goggles.
Call me an asshole one more time. Is that what he said?
Snoop Gordon.
Great, man. NFC East news. Zeke Elliott. Jerry Jones decided to say, yo, Zeke who? he said, Zeke who? Now, let me tell y'all the backstory about this. Pretty much on Saturday, the Dallas Cowboys played the Los Angeles Rams in Hawaii. Okay, everybody's still talking about Zeke Elliott's contract and is Jerry Jones going to pay him and all that good stuff. And there was a reporter that asked Jerry Jones about Zeke's current situation. And he says, Zeke who? Now, Zeke said, and his agent says, that he didn't appreciate that Zeke who comment. Now, Ezekiel Elliott's agent, Mr. Rocky Arsenault, this is what he says, and I quote, "I didn't think it was funny, and neither did Zeke. We actually thought it was disrespectful." Now, what they're talking about is that there is a running back who got picked, a fourth round, 128th pick running back by the name of Tony Pollard out of Memphis. He had, on Saturday's game, 51 yards combined on the Cowboys' first drive against the LA Rams. He was five out of 42 yards on the ground, averaging 8.4 yards a carry with one rushing touchdown. Now, a lot of people are thinking that this guy, fourth round pick coming out of Memphis, Tony Pollard, could be Zeke's replacement. And Jerry Jones said, and I quote, "Just cracking a joke at Zeke's expense." Now, some people thought it was a joke, and some people think that, yeah, he's joking, but he's serious at the same time. Now, this makes me go, And the reason why is because we all know Jerry Jones is not a pushover. If he says something, that's what he do, okay? So he can sit there and crack jokes about it, because I'm pretty sure he still wants Ezekiel Elliott on his roster. But at the same time, you're not going to strong arm him and tell him when to pay him, how much you're going to pay him, and all that good stuff. And he's looking at Tony Pollard like, okay, well, I got a serviceable running back that can do even a half of what Ezekiel Elliott does. I think I'm good. Executive. Jerry Jones statement. Zeke who? Do you think he's joking, or was he serious?
It doesn't matter.
I hate asking you questions.
Yeah, it just don't matter.
Oh,
according to my sources.
Okay, got you.
Dallas Cowboys are looking to trade their offensive lineman at center to
okay,
the Buffalo Bills.
Radio. This is the first time I heard this one. Go ahead.
You interrupted me to tell me to go ahead?
Man, you know what, man? Don't start with me. Don't start with me. Go ahead, brother.
I'm picking up where I left off, so if you missed something, you missed it. I ain't repeating shit.
You know what, man?
Anyway. To the Buffalo Bills for T.J. Yeldon.
Wow. Okay.
They're also working on trade for Taco Charlton to be sent to Oakland, Carl Joseph. And that'll solidify their running back and safety depth.
Okay, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, if that's the case, and they don't want to pay Zeke's money, and you know all the trades that you just mentioned just now, and Zeke is not getting a lot of money, why don't they just trade him? They can get a lot for him.
Because you have to obtain the other people first. You don't trade something and not have a replacement on your roster.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Now, if the T.J. Yeldon trade goes through, then you have a roster of Alfred Morris, Tony Pollard, and T.J. Yeldon. Now you can trade Zeke.
Hmm. That's crazy if they do that.
The other thing is, why would I trade Zeke now when I can trade him after somebody gets injured and really needs him, and they'll pay me twice as much?
No, you got a point there. You got a point there.
Because I don't have to pay him nothing. His ass could sit on that damn bench until the damn trade deadline for all I care.
I don't think he wants to do that. He's already been fined over $900,000, close to $1 million already. So
it doesn't matter what he wants. It's irrelevant.
No, I got you.
I'm Jerry Jones.
I got you.
You can put it out there all you want to. I'm Jerry Jones. Gary who? Shit, Gary LeFleur. I'm Jerry Jones. That's right. I'm Jerry Jones. I do what I want, say what I want. This is Texas.
Well, first of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I hope they do trade his ass. I hope whatever, everything you just said comes to fruition. I hope that his ass is out of here, gone, see you later. You know what I'm saying? Send your postcard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, man, but the one thing that I will say about this, if they think for 1 second that Tony Pollard, and once again, I didn't get a chance to see this guy in college, so I don't know much about him. But I did watch some of that game on Saturday as far as the highlights and things of that nature, as far as what he did. Now, he looked good, but let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, he was running against the second and third string defense with the L.A. Rams.
Yes, and let you not forget that he was running with the second and third string offense, too.
I got you. But so, at the end of the day,
see what I mean? I told you. People like to compare shit, but won't compare the whole thing.
Right. I just don't think that Cowboy Nation, don't get your hopes hot or up too high. Like, you know, well, if Zeke doesn't come back, we got to replace with that.
But in the famous words of Roseanne, let's be honest. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. But look, yo, for real. Okay? We talking about shit that don't matter, Gary. We're talking about shit that don't matter.
You are
We're
funny.
Talking about shit that don't matter.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because with Zeke, without Zeke, they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl. With Dak, without Dak, they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl. With Dez, without Dez, no Super Bowl. Romo, no mo. No Super Bowl. Witten, no Witten. Witten again, no Super Bowl. So at the end of the day,
okay,
like my man Ruff, Iki from Lion King said,
come on, son.
It doesn't matter. It's in your mind.
Yes, the past can hurt.
The Cowboys ain't won nothing this millennium. Their last Super Bowl is on VHS tapes.
That.
Kylie Jenner wasn't even born.
Wait a minute. Who?
Kylie Jenner wasn't even born.
Oh, you stupid. Right.
Bruce Jenner was still a man. Madea didn't exist Android and Apple. There were no smartphones.
You're right.
So Paisley, don't trade him. Don't pay Dak. Don't trade him. Don't pay Amari. Don't matter. You ain't winning shit. Okay. I mean, y'all are the most celebrated division champs in NFL history.
Yeah, pretty much.
We won the division. Congratulations. We won the division. Congratulations. Division champs 3 years in a row. Congratulations. You got a Super Bowl ring yet? We got five. Yep. Did you ask your grandma about those games? Because you're not old enough to see them.
You ain't old enough to remember.
Talk about we got five. Oh, now y'all speak French. Okay. Parlez-vous français? Shit. I hope they are smart enough to trade Zeke and smart enough to pay Dak $40 million. That way they dumbasses could not make the Super Bowl all over again.
All over again. Yeah, and they still got to pay
Marvin. But shout out to you, division champ. Y'all got it.
Yeah, you're right. Because like I said, they got a lot of things that's going on, man. They still got to pay Amari. They still got to pay Byron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They still got to pay.
Everybody out here worried about my Giants quarterback. You go ahead and worry about yourself. Okay?
Mm.
Redskins? Really? Really? Like, do I have to? Okay. Y'all ain't even got a quarterback. Okay. Philadelphia. Okay. You ain't got a quarterback that never played an entire year before.
Okay.
And Dak Prescott is like a more athletic Jason Campbell. Get the hell out of my face.
Yeah, like I said. Hey,
yeah. Stop spending time on his slightly above average ass. $40 million.
Hey man,
and what type of contract is Zeke looking for anyway? You know what? That's the one thing ain't nobody ever talk about. What contract is Zeke looking for?
To be the highest paid running back in the league. I don't know how much.
So if I pay him whatever the highest is plus a dollar, he's gonna come play? No. Yep. Shit.
Yep.
I'ma get that motherfucker the exact same contract and throw in a honey bun. For my disrespectful ass.
You stupid as hell, boy. I swear, Lord, you stupid. But
who's the highest paid running back?
The highest paid running back right now would be, oh my Lord. Last time I checked, it was Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley.
When was the last time you checked?
You know what?
This
hey man, look man.
Yeah, you could have made that light, bro.
Hey man, look. You can't come back and come get this new one. You could have. Hey,
let me. Highest paid running back, huh?
You crazy, boy. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? All good things must come to an end. Oh, boy.
Like Zeke's career.
My man, I survived another show.
Yeah, and it's Todd Gurley, $57.5 million.
Exactly.
That's ladies it? That's gentlemen. All they paying people?
Hey, man. It is what it is, man. We got to get up out of here. This Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I want to thank my man, Executive Chef Q Drakeford, for chilling out with me on the show today and all that good stuff. And then I can't wait to get that honey butter cornbread, bro. I'm trying to tell you that's.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm telling you, boy, if y'all don't know, boy, you should know. I'm just letting you know that right now because it is definitely, definitely like that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Peace.